Hello and welcome to Meiwei's Chinese Medicine Matters podcast, where we share traditional Chinese medicine news, research, and topics relevant to TCM practitioners and students. I'm Lauren Kaufelt, and in today's episode, Susan Johnson will be reading her article on fertility, which includes male and female case studies. Susan Johnson has been studying and practicing acupuncture since 1982 and is an esteemed teacher of Master Dong's Magic Points, a potent system of acupuncture handed down as a treasured family secret for generations and made public by Master Dong Qingchang. A graduate of the American College of Traditional Chinese Medicine in San Francisco, Susan interned with Dr. Miriam Lee, whose influence was life-changing. Susan practiced acupuncture in San Francisco until 1988, specializing in the treatment of HIV and AIDS, after which she maintained a practice in Santa Cruz, specializing in difficult and challenging cases. She began teaching Master Dong's Magic Points in 1985. And has guest lectured worldwide, written articles, and produced webinars and DVDs on Master Dong's points and the ancient art of cupping. Susan continues to work on innovative ways to share Master Dong's magic points with a global audience to spread knowledge of this system with as many people as possible.
Infertility. Male and Female Case Study. Calming the Sea of Life and Building Good Seed. This article is an excerpt from Master Dong's Magic Points, The Clinician's Best Friend, soon to be published by me and Eric Renaud. The topic of infertility treatment is more pertinent than ever as young adults today are finding it increasingly difficult to conceive due to the effects of long-term stress, lack of sleep, electromagnetic field exposure, environmental toxins, and so many other reasons that create hormonal disruption and balance. Some of you may have already studied with me and will recognize the points listed in the beginning of this article. However, there are many sources of Dong's acupuncture these days, so if they are unfamiliar to you, please find a point book in order to study up on point location, needling techniques, functions, indications, loads of commentary, and too much to publish here. You can find my book at www.dongspoints.com. In the content that follows, you will find TCM diagnoses, treatment principles, and multiple modalities of treatment, including moxa, cupping, and bleeding, in addition to Dong's points, as well as some very stellar TCM herbal formulas that you will find extraordinarily useful for the rest of your professional life in clinical practice. The primary treatment of infertility will use 1106 return to the nest on one side and 1124 the gynecological points on the other side. Alternate sides daily for 2 to 3 months and stop after conception. Because these points are used for infertility, we know they are therefore safe in pregnancy. Once the woman has conceived, they are no longer necessary as the body will regulate its own hormones appropriately. This means that if a woman does not know that she has conceived, these points will not be harmful to her pregnancy. A few additional options are points to strengthen and regulate spleen, liver, and kidney, all bilaterally needled, 8804 to 8806, three sisters, three plum blossom, needled from period to ovulation but not after ovulation, 8809 to 8811, kidney passing points, 7718 to 7721, three emperors, and open the Chong Mai Sea of Blood, needle right side master point 6611 fire chrysanthemum Dong's spleen 4 and left side couple point PC 6 Neguan inner courtyard. To one of the point patterns just mentioned, always add 1106 return to the nest on one side and the gynecological points 1124 on the other side. There are a few bleeding treatments that might be helpful in infertility. You can bleed any of the small dark veins that are found between spleen 6, San Yin Jiao, and the medial malleolus. Also in the back, DT17 upshooting heaven are the points found as the sacral 1, 2, 3, and 4. These can be bled, or you can just look for a good vein in that area. If you stretch the skin and turn a light on, usually you'll see a couple that you can use. So these are superficial bleeding to help clear the lower jowl. Of course, if the woman is trying to conceive, we won't be doing any kind of treatment directly related to the lower jowl. Not after ovulation, anyway. So points to open the blocked fallopian tubes include 6602, woodwife, 1106, return to the nest, 1124, gynecological points, each unilaterally needled, along with 8804, 5, and 6, three sisters bilaterally needled. For infertility due to deficiency or cold accumulation, in addition to the acupuncture, use some moxa on the following points: stomach 36, spleen 6, UB23, DU4, and REN4 through REN8. I'll be making a few more comments about moxa on these points in a little while. For infertility due to damp heat accumulation or stagnation, 3 plum blossom is needled to clear uterine stagnation and clean the womb. Of course, this is not done when the woman is actually trying to conceive. Bleed any small dark veins found between San Yin Jiao, spleen 6, and the medial malleolus, and also bleed DT17 upshooting heaven. Premenopausal syndromes trying to extend fertility, return to the nest on one side, gyne points on the other side, and bilaterally needle 8804, 5, and 6, three sisters. Infertility formulas include a really great formula for blocked fallopian tubes and general infertility. This formula is called the open tube formula, or Tong Guan Tang. This formula was given to me by Dr. Yang Wei Che and contains 3 Tao Ren, 3 Hong Hua, 3 Chuan Xiong, 3 Dong Guai. That part of the formula is Se Wu Tong. And then we add 2 Hui Xiang, 3 Lian Chao, 3 Xiang Fu, 3 Chi Shao, 3 Dan Shen, the red one, and 1.5 Zi Gan Cao. This formula is good for many types of infertility. It moves the blood and disperses phlegm, along with Xiang Fu to regulate the qi. If you are not sure if the fallopian tubes are blocked, use this formula for 3 to 4 weeks and then proceed to the next formula for male or female infertility. Although the proportions are listed in whole herbs, I tend to mix the herbs in a granulated format for delivery, as it is much easier for those who require long-term treatment. For tonifying liver and kidney, I have had outstanding results using the formula that we call 625. It can be used for both females and males, and the 6 and 625 is Li Hui Di Wang, or nourishing essence formula. The 2 is 2 immortals, or Er Xiang Tang, and the 5 is 5 seeds, Wu Zi Yanzong Tang. This formula is a little harder to find, so I'll just tell you the 5 seeds. They're Tusudze, Fupenze, Chechenze, Wuweze, and Gochidze. Oddly enough, a short little finger, one that does not reach the crease formed by the distal phalanx of the ring finger, is diagnostic of infertility and indicates a congenital kidney deficiency. However, most infertility is hormonally related. Most women experience an irregular menstrual cycle due to exhaustion, overwork, cold damp, or wet heat accumulation in the uterus. For chronic infertility, herbs must be taken for at least 3 months and up to 6 months. Treating infertility with Asian medicine has multiple benefits. There is less likelihood of Down syndrome or birth defects. And due to tonifying the liver and the kidney, the child may be more intelligent because both relate to the brain. As a result of treatment, the woman will be stronger, and so the baby will deplete her less. Whenever I treat a woman for infertility, I ask her to avoid conception for at least 3 months while I sort out the problem. If, for example, we are treating a damp heat condition, we will need to clean the womb, whereas a damp cold condition needs tonification and warmth. If the woman conceives before these problems are addressed, they will affect the pregnancy and be harder to treat because of it. There is also a good possibility that they will cause the woman to miscarry again if she previously did. Some people are anxious to try again immediately after a miscarriage, but always advise them to wait when their body needs attention. Proper diet is absolutely essential. Please see Healthy Pregnancy in the introduction to this section in my new book. Patients at risk of miscarriage, as well as those who are receiving fertility treatment, need to avoid climbing stairs, bouncing, like in aerobics classes, excessive exercise, overwork, and insufficient sleep. Return to the nest and the gynecological points, along with three sisters, are the points we most frequently use to treat infertility. And as you won't always know when a patient has conceived, we can trust them to be safe during pregnancy. Though herbal treatments will vary depending upon the reason for infertility, the above points are always utilized, even in non-hormonal cases such as blocked fallopian tube. Other causes of infertility might be kidney and liver deficiency, qi and blood deficiency, chong and ren deficiency, or a combination of these, any of which could result in a malformed uterus, an unstable pregnancy, or a non-viable fetus. Regular treatment can resolve infertility in most cases. Some practitioners teach their patients or their patient's partner how to needle, return to the nest, and the gynecological points at home. With the patient laying face up on the table, a practitioner may do this sitting in a chair at the head of the table, and by holding the patient's hands to guide them through the process of needling themselves. This training will take the fear out of needling and build the kind of confidence that encourages daily home treatment, which is optimal. Return to the nest and the gynecological points, when received daily for up to 3 months, can virtually guarantee conception. Once the woman has conceived, they are no longer necessary, as the body will appropriately regulate its own hormones. Remember, if a woman is perimenopausal and wishes to extend her fertility, three sisters combined with return to the nest and the gynecological points will accomplish just that in most cases. Infertility due to blocked fallopian tube. Inflammation of the cervix and fallopian tubes is often due to liver qi and blood stagnation. To treat this kind of inflammation, you will need to soothe the liver, regulate the qi, activate the blood, and release the stagnation. Needle the points above for opening blocked fallopian tubes and prescribe the open tube formula to free the blockage and harmonize the liver and spleen. Sticky phlegm may also cause a blockage of the fallopian tubes. Phlegm herbs may be added to the open tube formula. For infertility due to deficiency or cold accumulation, a white coating or pale tongue with teeth marks indicates damp cold. This requires the tonification of qi and the clearing of dampness while warming the whole body, specifically the uterus. A patient who habitually miscarries just after her period was due may be rejecting the sperm and will need tonification. Usually, patients who habitually miscarry will predictably do so at the same time, such as 2 weeks after conception. Infertility due to damp heat accumulation or stagnation. When a woman has heat stagnation in her uterus, her tongue is red with a greasy coating. When the tongue is dark purple, it is quite severe. A thick yellow coating is also indicative of damp heat accumulation, though the herbal treatment is different than it would be for a deficient cold picture. The Dong's acupuncture treatment is the same. However, I may initially use 3 plum blossom, more than 3 sisters, to clear uterine stagnation and clean the womb. Every woman I have treated for infertility due to damp heat has immediately conceived after 3 months. Once conception is being attempted, I am very careful not to needle 3 plum blossom post-ovulation, just in case the woman has already conceived. If she has not conceived, it is also better to use 3 sisters after ovulation rather than 3 plum blossom in order to encourage a calm sea of life, which is the womb. Also see infertility threatened miscarriage. Case history, 5 years of trying to conceive. A couple came to my clinic, both of whom were diagnosed as infertile. They were in their mid-30s and had already unsuccessfully been trying to conceive. While the woman had wet heat in her womb, as diagnosed by her red tongue with yellow coating, the man's tongue was pale with teeth marks. He also had a serious marijuana addiction, as well as low sperm count and motility. I advised them to postpone any attempt to conceive for 3 months until I could sort them both out, but I required that he discontinue his marijuana use if they were to work seriously with me, which he did. While needling 3 plum blossom with her and seeing that return to the nest and the gynecological points were needled nearly daily, I used a lower jowl deep cleaning formula to address the heat and stagnation. Once the tongue was no longer red and the yellow coating gone, her pulse had returned to a normal jump and strength, and we were able to move on to the 6-2-5 formula listed previously for a total of 3 months. Her husband received tonification treatments in the form of Dr. Lee's Great 10 needles, modified with the addition of 7718 Shenguan Kidney Gate. I also gave him moxa to strengthen his kidneys and required that he stop partying, get more sleep, eat a perfect diet, and get serious about being a father. I remember telling him that if he really wanted to be a good father, he needed to start right now. I required him to think about it seriously and report back to me his decision the following week. He kept his vacation plans with his buddies in Las Vegas the following week and came home having decided that his foolish ways, drugs and alcohol, were over. I cleaned his DT01, DT02 toxin areas by cupping it until it no longer colored and began the 6-2-5 formula with him as well. This formula is marvelous for both male and female infertility once any pathogenic factors have been addressed and resolved. The first time they tried to conceive after the 3 months of contraception, they were successful. A few months later, they moved out of the area. 6 months later, I received a happy postcard announcing the birth of their baby girl. Bleeding treatments for infertility. Bleeding spleen 6, the veins found in the area of spleen 6 to the medial malleolus. There is a very convenient treatment for lower jowl stagnation taught to me by Dr. Yang Wei Che. Look for the small veins, even spider veins, found in the area between spleen 6 and the medial malleolus. Bleeding these smaller vessels, usually with a lancet or hypodermic needle tip, is very effective for infertility, bladder infections, genital herpes outbreaks, and lower jowl conditions caused by wet heat. When treating a bladder infection, though the above treatment might be helpful, bleeding chorioamnion therapy, A-line, at the hand heel points on the palm, is extraordinarily effective. Please see interstitial cystitis in the coming book for further information. Caution. It is difficult to avoid tapping the tibia with the tip of your bleeding needle. Please be very conscious of this, and if you must contact the bone, be sure to do it extremely gently. For this reason, I usually avoid using spring-loaded lancets in this area, and instead use a handheld instrument and puncture at a 45-degree angle. Bleeding DT 17, Upshooting Heaven. Because bleeding the abdomen is not recommended, we can bleed the back to treat the front for both male and female infertility. This treatment is also appropriate for any other kind of lower jaw stagnation or blockage, including intestinal diseases and gynecological issues such as amenorrhea or ovarian disease. Case history. While visiting Dr. Huang Sujen, my bleeding teacher, in Hefei, China, 1987, I saw her bleeding a male patient's sacrum, equivalent to Dong's DT17. He was being treated for infertility. A few weeks later, there was a big commotion in the courtyard of the hospital as this man led his parade of family and friends, holding a large sign decorated with crackling fireworks, announcing his wife's pregnancy. He had been treated for several months. Cupping. I do not cup the patient's lower back if she is trying to conceive or during her first trimester to keep a very calm sea of life in the lower jaw for implantation. When the lower back is cupped, the patient can feel a pulling in the front. After the second trimester of a complicated pregnancy, or the first trimester of a normal pregnancy, gentle cupping may be helpful. In a normal pregnancy, I always cup the lower back and sacral area 2 weeks before delivery. This prepares the mother for labor and may make a back labor delivery slightly easier. Back labor is when the descending baby digs their heels into the lumbar vertebrae or sacrum. The fertility lens. I always suggest that a woman dealing with infertility acquire what is called a fertility lens. This device, also known as a female ovulation microscope, measures fertility through the assessment of saliva. It is a small lipstick-shaped device with a built-in light source and a glass slide on which a small amount of saliva is placed. Once dried, saliva with a ferning pattern indicates ovulation, whereas outside of the 48 to 72 hour fertility window, there will be no visible striations. This device is quite helpful when a woman is attempting to conceive. Also, it is my opinion that every fifth grade sex education class should include learning about the fertility lens so that girls and women can know the wisdom of their bodies from an early age and avoid unwanted pregnancies. Taking Charge of Your Infertility by Toni Weschler is a great book about ovulation, fertility, and female reproduction in general. If women are uninformed, I usually recommend that they read this book. Women who are receiving IVF treatments are usually quite informed and will be utilizing various devices for measuring their hormonal activity.
Thank you for tuning in to hear from Susan Johnson on male and female infertility. If you would like to read the information that was mentioned, you can find the written article linked in the episode description. And please subscribe to the show. It's a great way to show your support and to hear when the next episode comes out. In our upcoming episode, Janet Borges will be discussing formulas for musculoskeletal discomfort. Until then, take good care of yourself and your patients. Chinese medicine matters, and so do you. Hi everyone, Lauren here again. Welcome to April. As many of you know, Chinese Medicine Matters is the podcast of Meiwei Herbs, a TCM online store and dispensary where practitioners can ship directly to their patients. And this month, let's embrace the beauty of April while keeping your ears, nose, and throat happy. For a limited time, stock up on seasonal nasal formulas and breathe a sigh of relief. Practitioners, use code SNIFFLES24 at checkout on Meiwei.com to receive a 15% discount on all seasonal nasal formulas. And remember to sign up for the Meiwei newsletter for exclusive content and ongoing promotions. You can find a link to sign up in the episode description. And thanks for tuning in and supporting Real Chinese Medicine.